Ukraine update: NATO allies look for signs of Russian pullback. Skeptical NATO allies are evaluating whether Russia's promise to scale back military operations in Ukraine marks a turning point in the conflict or simply a tactical shift, as attacks were still reported near Kyiv. President Joe Biden said he'll wait and see whether Russia delivers on a pledge made after peace talks in Istanbul. De-escalation does not mean a ceasefire or complete withdrawal of troops from around Kyiv, said a person close to the Kremlin. Moscow's likely war goals now are to take two eastern provinces, together with a land corridor from the Russian border to the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia annexed in 2014, the person said. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov touched down in China on his first visit since the invasion. Beijing has struggled for a consistent response to the war, supporting Vladimir Putin's rationale for invading but expressing concern about civilian casualties and pushing for talks to end the fighting. See Rosen on the Bloomberg terminal for the Russian sanctions dashboard. Key developments: Russian pullback from Kyiv is likely to be limited and tactical. Why half of Russia's 20 richest billionaires are not sanctioned. US eyes $500 million more for Ukraine despite peace talks. Putin's old ally in EU faces tough vote as war rages next door. Some hedge funds see Putin's war as the opportunity of lifetime. All time set. Attacks continue near Kyiv, Ukraine says, 9:24 a.m. Fighting continued north and west of Kyiv, despite Russia's declaration it would pull its forces back. Russian forces shelled targets in several cities, including Hostomel, Bukha and Makariv, and there were skirmishes in villages along the main westbound highway out of the capital, according to Ukraine's defense ministry. Russian forces also shelled the northern city of Chernihiv overnight, damaging civilian structures including libraries and shopping centers, according to Vyacheslav Chaus, the region's governor, who said he was skeptical of Russia's promise. Do we believe this? Surely not, he said in a video statement. Ruble recovers as Moscow stock rebound, 9:16 a.m. Russia's ruble strengthened for a third straight day, edging closer to wiping out the steep losses it incurred in the weeks after Putin sent troops into Ukraine. Stocks in Moscow climbed as much as 3.5% as oil and gas producers rallied. Crude oil rebounded after 2 days of gains, while stocks in Europe slipped along with U.S. equity futures. Germany triggers emergency plan for energy supplies, 8:55 a.m. Germany activated an emergency plan to secure supplies of natural gas on concern the war in Ukraine could disrupt shipments from Russia. A task force will be established that will meet on a daily basis to monitor the situation, and Economy Minister Robert Habeck urged companies and consumers to help by reducing energy consumption wherever possible. Ukraine pushes for more humanitarian routes, 8:51 a.m. Ukraine proposed that Russia should agree to establish humanitarian corridors to 97 areas that have suffered war damage, Deputy Prime Minister Irina Verschuk said in a video statement. As of Wednesday, three such corridors have been agreed, leading from Mariupol, Melitopol, and Energodar. India eyes new ruble payments for Russian oil, 8:45 a.m. India is considering a proposal from Russia to use a ruble-based system developed by the Russian Central Bank for bilateral payments as the Asian nation seeks to buy oil and weapons from the sanctions-hit country. India is keen to continue bilateral trade due to its dependency on Russian weapons and the prospect of buying cheaper oil as global prices surge. Lavrov arrives in India for a two-day visit Thursday. Russia proposes swift alternative to India for ruble payments. Apartment buildings hit in Russian attack, 7:59 a.m. Russia shelled residential buildings in Lysychansk in the Ukraine-controlled part of Luhansk region, and several apartment buildings suffered significant damage, according to the region's governor. Moscow also targeted the towns of Rubizhna, Kremina and Zolote in the region overnight. The shelling in the Luhansk region also caused another 30,000 households to lose electricity and 34,000 households to stop receiving gas supplies. Some Russian units returned to Belarus, UK says, 7:38 a.m. Some Russian units that have experienced heavy losses are returning to Belarus to regroup, the UK Defense Ministry said in an update on Twitter. Such activity is placing further pressure on Russia's already strained logistics and demonstrates the difficulties Russia is having reorganizing its units in forward areas within Ukraine, the ministry said, warning that Russia is expected to continue launching missile and artillery attacks. Russian oil takes hit on exports, refining, 7:21 a.m. Three key indicators of Russia's oil industry declined in the second half of March as appetite for the nation's barrels dropped at home and abroad, according to data seen by Bloomberg. It indicates how international pressure over the war is affecting Russia's energy industry, which accounts for some 10% of global crude production. Only a handful of nations have imposed explicit bans on imports from Russia, but many traditional customers are looking elsewhere amid condemnation of its military aggression. Russian Foreign Minister in China, 4:25 a.m. Lavrov is set to participate in a meeting of foreign ministers of countries bordering Afghanistan, Interfax reported last week. He is also set to visit India on Thursday to discuss the sale of Russian crude to the country and the possibility of a rupee-ruble-denominated payment method that could work outside the SWIFT messaging system. Russian foreign minister lands in China on first visit since war. Sent via Twitter for Android. View original tweet. U.S. warns citizens of detentions, 4:12 a.m. The U.S. State Department warned its citizens that Russian government security forces in Ukraine and Russia may single out and detain them, reissuing travel advisories for both countries that called on Americans to depart immediately. Zelensky sees positive signals in peace talks, 10:35 p.m. There are some positive signals from the latest round of peace talks, though those signals won't drown out the explosions of Russian shells, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily video address to the nation. The Ukrainian president again ruled out any compromise over Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity in the negotiations, and said the issue of easing sanctions on Russia can't be raised before the war is over. Threat to Kyiv hasn't faded, Pentagon says, 9:25 p.m. The threat to Kyiv isn't over despite Russian talk of pulling back, because Putin's goals continue to stretch well beyond the eastern Donbas region, Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told reporters. Nobody should be fooling ourselves by the Kremlin's now recent claim that it will suddenly just reduce military attacks near Kyiv or any reports that it is going to withdraw all its forces, Kirby said. It's a repositioning, not a real withdrawal from positions around the Ukrainian capital.